The U.S. House began a debate on a bill by Alaska Congressman Don Young this evening to renew the Magnuson-Stevens Act, the nation's primary fishing law. Actually, lawmakers just debated how they're going to debate the legislation. Meanwhile, the White House has issued a policy statement criticizing Young's bill, suggesting the president would veto it. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The White House, like environmental groups and some small boat fishermen, disapproves of the flexibility written into Young's bill. It would give regional management councils more leeway to set catch limits and rebuild stocks. The White House says Young's flexible approach would put fish stocks at risk. Young spokesman Matthew Shukro says the congressman is still listening to stakeholders, and he says the bill is likely to change in the legislative process ahead.
We believe, and Congressman Young believes, that it's entirely premature for the president to discuss vetoing the legislation at this time.
Young says some regions of the country don't have enough fish data to employ the rigid, science-based model that's been so successful in the North Pacific. Critics, though, say if catch limits aren't tied to science, councils will be pressured to let fishermen take too much, depleting the resource. That very debate played out on the other side of the Capitol today in a Senate subcommittee hearing on fisheries data. Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire made a passionate plea for the cod fishermen of New England. Their catch limit, the senator says, was slashed 75% in a single year.
And then when I look back over the course of 5 years, the total cut is 95%. I do not know a business that could take a 95% cut and continue to operate.
Catherine Sullivan, the head of NOAA, told Ayotte she does care about fishermen, but she says the cod of New England are in dire trouble, in danger of never recovering.
We are obliged by law to set catch limits that ensure we do not have overfishing occurring on a stock, and with a stock that's at just 3% of its biomass, that is a disastrously low number.
And here's the problem. You're also obliged by law to think about the economic impact.
Ayotte says fishermen have no confidence in NOAA's grim stock assessment because it doesn't match what they're seeing on the water. The NOAA administrator told her there's a place for fishermen's observations, but
cod are known to school in very large aggregations. And when they aggregate that way, it becomes easier to catch the fish. And that can give sometimes a false impression.
So I don't want to interrupt you because I know my...
A Senate bill to renew the Magnuson-Stevens Act hasn't emerged yet. The full House is expected to begin debate on Young's version of the bill June 1st when it returns from the Memorial Day recess. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.